Hey there, gossip guys and gals. This is DJ Gossip Girl. You know you love it. Only on radio.dominican.edu. I have my special friend Sophie in the studio with me today, helping me get through and warm back up. It feels like it's been forever. I'm Sophie.
Say hello guys.
I mean, we just came off from our Easter break, which was so nice. Such a tease for summer.
Way too fast, though.
Yeah, it just went by way too fast. And I mean, the campus is dead. It's Cesar Chavez Day today, which is wonderful and amazing. It's also April Fool's Day. But no one's here. Yeah. It's just me and Sophie on campus.
Power's
out here at school. Yeah, and it's kind of gloomy outside. So we're going to do our best to come back and be as vibrant and fun as we can be. So for those of you just joining me and who aren't really sure about how my show works, I have my first segment of the day, Celebrity News. Kind of recaps what's going on, what's been going on, who's okay, who's not okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so my first story is Corey Monteith. The Glee star voluntarily checked himself into rehab for substance abuse yesterday. His reps released a statement saying, Corey has voluntarily admitted himself into a treatment facility for substance addiction. He graciously asks you for your respect and privacy as he takes the necessary steps towards recovery. In 2011, Monteith told Parade magazine, I'm lucky on so many counts. I'm lucky to be alive. The TV star opened up about the roller coaster he went through after dropping out of high school at the age of 16, and at that time he realized his life was out of control. Anything and everything, as much as possible, he says about his drug use at the time, I had a serious problem. Monteith, who is dating Glee co-star Lea Michele, has also showed support to her handsome beau. Michele, who has been sporting a Corey necklace, is supportive of her man's decision to enter rehab. She tweeted yesterday, feeling so grateful today. I'm a huge fan of Glee. Sophie, what about you?
I love Glee. I was just watching the most updated episode earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, just a couple hours ago.
I haven't seen any of the new ones yet. I mean, with the cast being graduated and all, but I loved Corey. His character was Finn.
He
was so hunky.
When he comes. And he's still in it so much in this new season.
Yeah. Did you ever see the episode on Valentine's Day where he had the kissing booth?
Yeah,
and Santana got so jealous, she like got mono and then gave it to him, who gave it to the girl he was cheating on his girlfriend with. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh,
I just love the storyline.
It's a great story. It's a great storyline, and I love Corey, and I'm so sad that this has happened to him. But it's so great that, especially with young Hollywood today, that he's seeking help and taking the necessary precautions to get well. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. And the fact that he went voluntarily, I think, shows that he can probably get through this. And it's not something that, like, Lee is, like, forcing on him or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I have good hope for Corey to come back.
Yeah, I think there's a comeback. And, again, I mean, he hasn't really been struggling lately with his addiction. However, I mean, an addict is always an addict. And it's nice that he's willing to take the steps to control it and better himself. So, Corey, I wish you luck, and I hope all is well with you in the future. Moving along to my next story, I'm happy to report that Arnold Schwarzenegger and his ex-wife, Marie Shriver, are able to engage in conversation and have a lovely brunch with their family. I like to think of Easter as a time to make peace and forget about drama for a day. I mean, so yesterday, did it feel more peaceful to you?
Oh, definitely. Even I had work yesterday, and everyone was just having their smiley face there. They weren't too concerned about getting their coffee just right away, and I was just like, mm-hmm. Today has a good vibe going with it.
I know. Easter, I mean, yes, it's a religious holiday, and yes, there's the commercial aspect of it, but I really feel like people put all that aside, and they just figure it's a day of just calming down. It's a Sunday. It's time to be with your family.
It's time to reflect.
Yeah, it's springtime, so the weather is becoming gorgeous, and it's bouncing back from nasty winter, and I mean, yesterday I felt very at ease. But apparently so was Arnold Schwarzenegger and his ex-wife. So it made me very happy to report that they were together. However, don't get too excited for all you sappy, hopeless romantics. This was no reconciliation. Schwarzenegger is actually currently dating his 38-year-old physical therapist, Heather Milligan. And according to the tabloids, the two have been dating since the fall. I mean, if I were Maria Shriver, a civil brunch is the last thing you could expect from me. So, I mean, can you agree?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, these two were married for 25 years, and considering the fact that his new girlfriend is young and so gorgeous, I mean, Maria is equally as stunning, but I'm sure age is a bothersome, especially since her and Arnold, again, were together 25 years and split a little over a year and a half ago.
It takes time to repair all that and to get past, you know,
they share kids,
immediate...
they shared a life for that long.
Mm-hmm.
So Maria, she has got some serious class, because I am no class act when it comes to that. I mean, I would be crazy. I'd be like Jersey Shore. You would not see me sitting down quietly snuggling up to my ex with his new girlfriend.
None of that would be happening.
Yeah, that's silly business. That's not even real life. That's a publicity stunt. That's what happens when you're in politics.
Oh, definitely.
Do you watch Nashville, by the way?
Oh, I don't. Why?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Nashville... the storyline, there's a country singer and her husband who's a politician, and he cheated on her, and she was like, I'm divorcing you, like, that's not right. Oh, no, her husband's campaign made them stay together so he'd have a nice clean public image. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like, if you want a clean public image, don't cheat. Like,
exactly.
I mean,
stick to your morals.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child. I mean, with the nanny, remember? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where did they go? They were all over the tabloids.
They just probably wanted, you know, publicity stunt. And then now that we got that outcome,
just go back
to your quiet life.
Well, okay, this is going to sound so bad. Does anybody watch Chelsea lately? Do you watch Chelsea lately?
Oh, yeah.
Chewy?
All the time.
That's what the boy looked like. The boy looked like Chewy, and I was like, oh my god, that is not Arnold Schwarzenegger's child. Where is the muscle on that boy? Yeah, it was really funny. Arnold Schwarzenegger, just what a joke. I mean, yeah, he was our California governor, but what a joke. He was a bodybuilder turned actor turned governor.
I now try not to think about that part of my life.
It's just and now he actually came out with a movie. I believe it's called Stand Still. And at one of his appearances, he told the press that he really hopes for a reconciliation because he still loves Maria dearly. Okay, what in the heck? If you still love your ex-wife, why are you dating someone?
Yeah, I mean...
what? Like, if you want a reconciliation...
It's good to keep the love, but it's just not appropriate sometimes.
Well, it's like, okay...
I think a clean break, maybe.
Well, it's like, okay... yeah, if you want a reconciliation, don't be dating some girl you started dating right after the divorce. I mean,
yeah,
focus on reconciling.
It's only going to cloud up his mind. And
he's going to be so torn.
Yeah,
he's not going to want to break this girl's heart, but he's going to want his ex. I mean, 68-year-old midlife crisis.
Go up to a sweat lodge in the mountains. Think about your life.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, Arnold, you're driving me
cuckoo.
You don't
need that masseuse all over you.
You don't need that masseuse all over. You need to. No, he think he needs to lay off the oils. I mean, in his bodybuilding days, he's probably going to die of an overdose. All those chemicals can't be good for you, I'm sure. But whatever. Maria, you keep being classy, and Arnold, just go away forever. Okay, so this celebrity sighting spooked the living daylight out of me. Like, I had goosebumps. Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon are back together.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Oh my gosh, it cannot be. I mean, wait, it can't be.
It can't
shoot
be.
Wait, I don't shoot it. I don't think it is. Never mind, it's Ava. Just kidding. Turns out Reese Witherspoon has a mini-me, daughter Ava, who's only 13 years old. How does a 13-year-old look like her 40-something-year-old mom?
How does that happen? Please explain to me.
Ava and her dad and her brother Deacon enjoyed a day out together laughing and doing what any good-looking celebrity family would do, smile for the cameras. And I just kind of quickly glanced over at the picture, and it looks like Reese Witherspoon. I mean, when you stare at it long enough, it doesn't really, but I mean, they have the same blonde hair. Well, actually, not the same blonde hair anymore. Reese Witherspoon actually just dyed her hair brunette, and she is looking just dandy, especially with her new son, Tennessee. Ooh. However, back to my story. Ava has those trademarked blonde locks. Her mom has that big smile, that unmistakable jawline. I mean, she's tall. She's skinny. I mean, she looks like a spitting image of Elle Woods from her mom's movie Legally Blonde. I mean, it's spooky.
Gorgeous.
I wonder what Ryan thinks about that. Her dad, I mean, looking at his ex-wife all the time.
That must be hard on him.
Could you imagine how awkward that would be?
Oh, honey. Oh.
Like, that's just so weird. Like... they're not even like, it's not even like a mom-daughter thing. It's like, they look like twin sisters. And I mean, I'm not saying it's bad that a 13-year-old looks like a 40-something-year-old.
Or that she looks that young.
Or
too.
A 40-something-year-old looks like a 13-year-old. But, geez Louise, can I have some of the Witherspoon genetics? Like, forget the Phillippe. Like, I want Witherspoon genetics. They're all so gorgeous. And even the son. Oh, I remember when he was, like, I remember reading the magazines when he was born. Just such a cutie. They all look like their mom. And the dad's not bad looking either. But, again, I'd prefer to look like Reese. But it's probably a good idea Reese did dye her hair brunette, because we wouldn't want any more of those mix-ups. That was a little freaky. I mean, could you see the silly tabloids creating some reconciliation story like I almost did?
Mm-hmm.
Like something like the daughter's striking resemblance and the excessive time with her dad. Like, oh my gosh, Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe are back together and he's cheating on his girlfriend and she's having an affair.
I mean, it'll probably happen anyways.
I mean, it honestly wouldn't surprise me. But hey, Hollywood's Hollywood. And
true that.
It makes a good juicy story. So everyone who's just tuning in, this is You Know You Love It with DJ Gossip Girl. I'm here with my friend Sophie, and we are going to take a quick station break, and we will return shortly.
Live and direct rocking the scene, breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in to do they thing. Pump it louder, come on, don't stop and keep it going. Do it, let's get it on, move it.
Come on, where we do it.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm here in the studio with my friend Sophie. She's here with me commentating, giving opinions, just making it even more fun to be here. So Sophie, say hello to everyone.
Hey, guys.
If you're just tuning in, we're continuing our celebrity news segment, and we were just reading this story off just before we got back on, and I must say, this is probably the funniest story I've ever had to report. I mean, Soph, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Give it to me.
So get this. I've got a riddle for you. Justin Bieber loves to sing, capuchin monkeys love to dance, and German custom officials love to seize things.
What?
Do you not?
I mean, is Justin in trouble in Germany with a monkey?
Close. Aside from my horrible riddles, you can get an idea. There is Justin Bieber, a monkey, and German officials, but actually, the full story is Justin Bieber's pet monkey was seized by German officials Thursday after the Biebs tried smuggling the monkey without permission. Custom officials in Munich discovered the capuchin monkey was transported into the country via Bieber's private plane and subsequently detained the superstar singer and quarantined his new pet at the airport. According to the mag, Bieber will reportedly be charged a fine and the cost of quarantine as a result of the incident. When will the reign of Justin Bieber's weirdness end? I mean, Have you been seeing, the tabloids have been comparing Bieber and the infamous Lindsay Lohan for the past like 2-3 weeks now. And I mean, there's mixed reports going, what, like, that's way too dramatic, or no, that's right on key. I mean, Soph, what do you think? Do you think he's the next Lindsay Lohan?
I mean, I think he's just having a little bit of a terrible twos.
Terrible twos. It's second year of real fame.
Exactly. He's getting into where he is in life, and he's making all the tabloids. He's loving it, probably. He's soaking it in.
I said it. I mean, every show these past, like, 3-4 weeks, I've been reporting on Justin Bieber, and like I said in my last show, I mean, I'm not going to lie, you're a brat, Justin Bieber. I mean,
he came from nowhere on, like, he got recognized on YouTube.
He's like, never seen, never. Love that. Oh, but yeah. Not
and,
anymore.
You know, I think he needs to represent the people of the YouTube community. There are people out there with
the
real
YouTube
talent.
Community?
Oh, yeah. You know, people are, you know, getting their fame from YouTube lately.
There's Justin Bieber, what?
And repping of all people, oh Justin Bieber from Canada is getting recognized.
Well, they were saying in a magazine he has an identity crisis.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, he's been dressing like Usher. He's been dressing like Mark Wahlberg from Marky Mark, like with no shirt on all the time. He's been dressing.
All I can imagine when I hear Justin Bieber is his bodyguard picking him up and putting him in his car. You see that photo?
That was the best when he got in trouble for that. Remember, he tried to punch the photog and his bodyguard, like 6 foot, like an average size male, picked him literally from the hips like a child. Boom, boom, boom. In his little, whatchamacallit, car seat.
Yeah. There you go, Justin. Sit in your car seat. You know, eat your Cheerios. But he's no Lindsay Lohan. Let's get real here.
See, I don't think he's Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay has
but
a deep underlying.
She has 5 mugshots. She's been to jail like 3 times. And she does drugs. I mean, Justin Bieber.
Family, awful. They put her out there, wanted her to make money
they
for
pimped
the family.
Her out.
Exactly. I don't think that's exactly what's happening with Justin.
I mean, Justin's never been to jail. He doesn't have a mugshot.
But what's going on with the mom becoming like the new bachelorette? Like, have you heard that story?
Yeah. Well, did you hear? Okay. The only thing I've heard about his mom recently, because that's his manager.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I've heard is, okay, so Justin Bieber claimed, how about you finish your story, because mine's gonna spiral out of control. You finish yours about the bachelorette.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I think it was on E! That I was watching, and the mom was trying to get in to start a season of the bachelorette.
Oh,
and
I would
she
not
would
watch
be,
it
oh yeah no please
never
take me away.
Yep. Peel my eyes out, please. Just kidding.
I'll block that channel from my future viewings.
Protest it around campus. So what I was going on to say was that people are saying that he's like Lindsay Lohan, whatever. But there's definitely red flags that could give him potential to be Lindsay Lohan. However, there was an altercation last week with his neighbors, and I am not quite sure if he actually punched someone or if he threatened to hurt someone, but charges were pressed against Bieber for anger management or for domestic disputes, and he was forced by a court to take anger management courses. And I really didn't get the full story on that because the story is still breaking. But yeah, Justin Bieber lost his temper. Then he tweeted a photo with his head down, the most depressing, like emo-based picture I could imagine, saying, need to take a break for a while. And so when paparazzi asked his mom, oh, Justin Bieber's taking a break because, as you can believe, there's 13-year-old girls out there hysterically sobbing, Bieber fever's over. Well, get over it, girls. Anyway, no, the mom said she had no idea about that she'd never heard a thing. And to be completely honest, maybe that's a good thing because she probably would have pushed Justin. But I think it's definitely time for him to take a break. I feel like all these stars who have hit fame so fast, so hard, so young, really, they don't have anyone in their posse that will guide them and tell them no.
Yeah. And there are definitely stars that can come out of it. And, you know, like Drew Barrymore, she was hitting the track. She was getting off it for a while, but she came back. She's better now.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that's the same for Justin.
But when's the last time you've seen a Drew Barrymore story?
Oh, you know, I only see her on the CoverGirl commercials now. She's
I see her, too, but it's, like, there was Drew Barrymore in the 80s. She came back around the late 90s. And now it's, like, late 90s was when our generation of, like, actors and actresses and singers went off the deep end, and mm-hmm. they haven't really recovered since.
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't heard a success story really ever. I mean, it's either you're good or you're bad. Like, Hillary Duff is the only one I can remember from my childhood who, A, didn't lose her touch and just go on the Where Are They Now show.
Oh, yeah.
Or went off the deep end. I mean, she did her reign, was very successful singing, acting, clothing lines, perfumes, and then she got married and had a baby, like any normal mm-hmm. person.
That's all you need.
But it's like Justin Bieber, Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. I mean, jeez, mm-hmm. she went through her dirty phase, and we thought that that was the last of craziness we were going to see, and now she's like...
She's all back with her baby, and she's going... all out.
Weirdo. They said that she lost weight, and I'm like, what weight did she lose? Her ego? Like,
yeah.
Where what weight's gone? So Justin Bieber, you're a great discussion. I really don't like you, but I hope what you figure out your capuchin monkey thing, yeah, and your anger,
your
management
monkey gets
and
back.
Your early retirement. What hoorahs. So best of luck. ABC has this new reality show called Splash. So if, I don't know if you've seen it, heard of it.
Splash. I've heard of it, yeah.
I've been watching it actually religiously, and it's just amazing. It features approximately 9 celebrities who train 6 weeks to become the best divers they can possibly be. And their instructor is a former like 5-time Olympian gold medalist from like Russia or something.
Russia.
And I was watching the week 1 contestants, and it featured an assortment of stars from reality, famous athletes, comedians, and even that beauty pageant queen, Catherine Webb. Remember her?
Yeah.
She was on that show. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you were at a football game and you happened to be Miss Alabama. Like, screw you. Just
come
kidding. But she seemed really cool. One of the contestants, however, Kendra Wilkinson Basket, went on E! News to discuss her fear of heights and overcoming that obstacle of her life. She said in an interview, no joke, I started spinning. I started wanting to throw up. I'm shaking. My fingers wiggle. Yeah, it's a real thing when my fingers wiggle. Like, that's the truth. She says her husband, Hank Basket III, does the best he can to calm her down, but it's their little one, Hank, who got her to take the plunge. She went on to add, not one person in this world could get me down, to get me to do anything like that, except for my son, of course. She went on to say, if you saw the first episode of Splash, little Hank makes a little heart and says, I love you, Mama, and that gave me the power to jump. I, have, like again, like I said, I've been watching this show, and that show makes me nauseous. I mean, I'm afraid of heights, I'm afraid of doing flips, and I'm afraid of falling into a pool because from the heights they're diving, it feels like cement.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed some of the people while they were training. Like, they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the most famous basketball player ever in the NBA? NBA, there we go. Yep. Oops, tongue twister.
Oopsies.
NBA Hall of Fame. I mean, he is a legend, and he's 7'2", and they showed him trying to flip, and I mean, with those legs, aerodynamics is not on your side, and he splattered a couple times, like, had a bloody nose. One guy bit his tongue, and blood was everywhere. I mean, some people, like, smashed the side of their face and bruised themselves.
It's
scary.
It's an extreme sport.
I mean, just the middle diving plank, not the smallest, not the largest, the middle diving plank was the equivalent to jumping out of a 3-story building.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot, like, the highest they said was like jumping out of like a 6- or 7-story building, and that's doing flips into a pool. What? Like, no way, Jose. Like, you will not catch me diving off anything. And I don't know about you, Seth, but I underestimated diving.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was easy. Like, you just put your toes at the end and whoop.
I've never really like watched it until the Olympics this past summer.
It's crazy. I get sick. I get so nervous, like, watching it, and I just, oh, my heart races, my hands sweat, and, like, watching, I believe it was a comedian, I forgot what his name was, he was 400 pounds, 5'6", 400 pounds, so big, he couldn't get him out of the pool. I'm like, this is so cruel that someone would make him do this.
Wait, he dove?
Oh, yeah, he dove, and he went to the one that was equivalent to 3 stories, the level that was 3 stories, and he did, like, a forward dive, like, something really simple, and I could not believe it. I got so sick. I'm like, that is going to hurt when you hit the water. And he got out of the pool by himself, which was a huge deal. And it was really a beautiful moment, but it just made me really sick.
Yeah.
I could not stand it.
Nope.
Never will dive. I will admire it from afar. I'll go swimming if you want. Just don't make me jump into the pool.
Yeah. I can barely do like the standard one.
I know. Shoot. I can barely even like normal dive. Like what they teach like kindergartners. But whatever. I mean, One day, Soph. Maybe one day we'll join the Olympic team of pencil diving.
We'll do some skydiving.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch you from down below. I'll take pictures. Okay, so that was that. This is DJ Gossip Girl and Sophie on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take a quick station break, and then we will be back to wrap up this segment. So everyone, stay tuned. The 12th annual Tiburon International Film Festival is back. The festival is set to begin April 11th at the Tiburon Playhouse Theater. This event is a 9-day event showcasing the best in global cinema. The Tiburon International Film Festival was established in 2001 and over the past 11 years has showcased over 2,000 films from more than 100 countries. This year, the films are presented from more than 30 countries, including Japan, India, Italy, and many more. For tickets and more information, please visit www.tiburonfilmfestival.com. Again, www.tiburonfilmfestival.com.
Let's go!
Hey, hey, hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here in the studio with my friend Sophie, who's here to help me out today and help this really hard Monday transitioning back into radio mode. I mean, if you guys were listening earlier in the show, campus is dead. People are still flying in and out. I mean, coming down from the holidays is always the hardest, and no Monday is ever easy. Never. I mean, if you think Monday's easy, give me a call because I would love to know why you think it's easy. If you are just tuning in again, we are continuing our celebrity news segment. Actually going to wrap it up with the next three stories. So just stay tuned and listen and ponder and think with us and share your opinions from afar.
Sit back and enjoy.
Exactly. After being blindsided by her husband's divorce filing, Portia Stewart has come back firing. In court documents filed today in Georgia, the Real Housewives of Atlanta star requested alimony and additional relief, as well as getting to stay in the home that she and former NFL quarterback Cordell Stewart have shared with his son, Sire. Stewart states that she has not worked for 2 years and that she sold her business to focus on caring for Sire, setting her earnings capacity back significantly. She also notes in the filing that her actual name is Stewart, but that her husband improperly identified her as her maiden name, Portia Williams, in his divorce petition. Her heart is broken, a source close to Stewart says. She opened herself up to being a mom, and now this has happened. She had a miscarriage recently, as seen on the episode of Real Housewives. She is a great mom and fantastic woman. This whole situation has been incredibly upsetting. Cordell filed for divorce last week after less than 2 years of marriage, stating that their union was irrevocably broken, an assertion Portia did not deny in her counterfiling. He had asked about the court not awarding alimony, writing that his soon-to-be ex was capable of supporting herself, and he claimed that there was no marital assets to be divided between them. Our Stewart insider says that it's great to see her taking a stand. She is standing up for herself finally, a source says. She has stayed in this marriage and in that home for all this time because there was a child involved. She loves Sire like he is her own. She was with Sire all the time, and he even calls her mom. Sire is Cordell's son with ex-girlfriend Tanya Richardson. She wants to do what is best for Cordell's son, and so that's why she hasn't taken action before now. She wanted to try and keep everything amicable. She put up with everything Cordell did because of Sire. She couldn't leave before. She just couldn't do that to him. A rep for Stewart says that she first found out about her husband's decision to pull the plug on their marriage in the media after he agreed to try and work things out for her. Sophie, I remember we were kind of briefly going over this earlier, and you said you weren't really familiar with Portia. However, I mean, you don't really need to watch the show to be familiar with a situation like this. How do you feel about this?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely relate. I mean, not in Portia's position, but yes, in the position of Sire. My parents are divorced, and it's always put a big burden or, like, just a big, heavy something. It mm-hmm. just downplays the situation a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I think that divorce is hard for everyone, and it's going to affect more than just them, and just even Sire's going to have to go through this. I mean, they've built a relationship of trust, and now that the father is just being so rough on Portia, it's never a good thing.
Well, it's like, too, it's like this is his second time around the merry-go-round. I mean, mm-hmm. He left his Sire's mom, so that was a breakup that Sire had to deal with, and then yeah. It's like Cordell finally provided stability with Portia, and now he's pulling the plug on that too. It's like there's so much inconsistencies, and I've been following the show, and I've kind of watched their marriage unravel, and she's brand new to the show, but Cordell is very controlling. I mean, he's very he's very traditional, but in the shows he tells her not to wear this, not to do this, she needs to calm down, if someone calls her a tramp, get over it, like take a higher road, and he's just not really for her. And again, I saw the episode on Real Housewives where they went to therapy and they talked about her miscarriage, and she got so emotional, but he got emotional too, but I don't think it was for the right reasons. I think it was more of like a pride thing. And I think maybe that could have been what tore the marriage apart, but it's so sad because it's like, as a woman, I mean, you only get older, you never get younger, and your biological clock is always ticking. So for Portia to get a divorce from her husband at like 30 something years old, I mean that's scary.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's gonna take a while to bounce back from a divorce and to find someone else and trust them, and
I'm sure she wants children of her own,
and she admitted on the show she wants children so badly, and that miscarriage really set things back, but she also wants a career too, and that's what really drove Cordell crazy, because he didn't approve of that. He said, you need to pick one, you can't have both.
Ooh. And that could be another factor that just drove them apart, is you can't keep a working woman from her work.
Yep. So it's a sad, unfortunate situation, but I'm almost hoping it's for the better on Portia's behalf, because she's working really hard. I mean, she, just because she wants a career doesn't mean it's a bad thing. I mean, she wants to provide for her family, and I've never come across a case where providing for your family is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially since he's leaving her, she really does need to provide for herself.
Yeah.
So, Portia, wish you the best of luck. I hope this divorce is smooth and you get what you need and you have peace of mind and you find the love of your life one day. Moving along to another love story. Chris Brown and Rihanna are done already? Whoa, not so fast. Morning show Big Boy's Neighborhood played a clip via radio asking Brown if he and Riri were back together, in which he replied, no. What reps from Big Boy's Neighborhood failed to tell listeners was that the reply they heard was an interview a year ago when the two were really not together. When Brown aired on a show, live interview was conducted. The last time you came onto the neighborhood, did you lie to us? Big Boy teased regarding Brown's no. I plead the fifth, the singer insisted. Nah, I didn't lie to you, man. I just didn't tell you the truth. Big Boy asked, are you in love, Chris? Chris Brown laughed, huh? Feigning ignorance, I'm a lover, man, definitely in love. He said he's going to try and to fly out and catch a couple of Rihanna shows. I think mystery is key. That's why half the time I don't get on my Twitter. I don't even have an Instagram. Brown mused that it is being difficult to carry on a relationship in the public eye. I'm glad that they're still happy and they're floating on that weed-induced, ecstasy-filled cloud nine. I mean, ignorance is bliss, right, Soph?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, Rihanna, I think that bad girl Riri kind of put her back on the radar and showed Chris, like, look, if you mess with me, like, I mean, she even told him, I'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z said, you mess with Rihanna, I'll kill you. So I think he knows not to mess with her again. And I don't know why. I was reading E! News today, and Chris Brown's making all these reports like, I solemnly swear I'll never hit Rihanna again. Okay, lie or not, who would ever admit that they were going to hit someone again?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? You can't predict the future. Like, you're a ticking time bomb. But, no, so Rihanna, Chris Brown, I know there's haters. I know I can be a huge hater. I'm glad you guys are together, and I'm glad that this was just a rumor, because I see how happy Rihanna is with her, and even though I disagree and I don't find her to be a role model, there's nothing we can do about it except suck it up.
Mm-hmm. Just move along.
Mm-hmm.
Hope and for the best.
Just clench your teeth.
Yeah.
Clench your teeth. But whatever. I must say, though, nothing disgusts me more than tabloids ripping apart a healthy woman for being, and I quote, too fat. So when I heard reports of Kim Kardashian being called ugly, fat, and even shaped like a whale, I was absolutely appalled. Ignorant citizens of the United States, it's apparent that some of you have been living under this rock, and I hate to burst your bubble and be the one to tell you that that whale you're calling fat and ugly is actually pregnant with child. There's a being in her stomach. She has something in her, and it's a shame that anyone would put her down for not being a size zero throughout her pregnancy. I mean, Kim Kardashian took to her blog this week to explain one of her recent looks after a peanut gallery of crazy people veered out of control. I saw some comments of the skirt, that I wore, and it's ridiculous. It's not too tight for my pregnancy, Kim wrote. She said, I bought this skirt a few sizes bigger and there's plenty of room. For any concern that my clothes are too tight, I have so many pieces custom fit for my growing body. It's funny, because Courtney would warn me that when I get pregnant, people's opinions will be on an all-time high and everyone will chime in. So now I see what she means. Kimmy, don't let the jealous haters get to you. You keep working those lovely lady lumps and concentrate on creating a beautiful and healthy baby. I mean, Sophie, can you share the same disgust I have?
Yeah, I think that they're being harsh on her, and that Kim, she has such a petite frame that any kind of added pound to her is going to be noticed.
Well, she has like a very unique, she's petite, but she has big curves. She's very big features. She has big eyes, big hair, big eyelashes.
I mean, but that's to come. Doesn't she have like a boob job? So
I don't think she has a boob job. I think those are all natural.
Oh, are they?
Because all her sisters have pretty big boobs. But they have really big boobs, ginormous hips and derriere.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez Louise, you could back that up into a freaking parking spot. I mean, but she has a great body. Yeah, she's going to look a little like unproportional because she's curvy and she has a growing baby belly and her boobs are getting bigger. But it's so sad that people critique a pregnant woman. I mean, that's usually...
they need to lay off that, you know. For a while, they're so obsessed with, like, Kate Middleton and her pregnancy. And just, they weren't exactly, like, putting her down because she's not the one that's showing as much.
Well, it's like they expect us all to look like Victoria's Secret models. Yeah. Like, when you're carrying after the fact. I mean, it's like, no, Victoria's Secret models are, like, the exception in life. Like, I will never look like that after. I mean, I'll never look like that even before I have kids. I mean, shoot. It's just not fair that poor Kim Kardashian has to be scrutinized for her weight when she's pregnant. I mean, and it's so sad.
She's going through her own, like, image identity crisis. And to have added public eye on her is just probably damaging her more than helping
her. And I'm sure that this wasn't even a planned pregnancy. So when it's not planned, why make her feel even worse about herself? That's where the baby blues come from.
Yeah.
And it was sad. I was reading an article and they were asking her about her pregnancy cravings. And it's almost like she's so self-conscious about people calling her fat. She's like, I don't crave junk food. I crave celery sticks and ranch.
Yeah. She just wants
to. And I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. You crave celery sticks.
Keep the truth out.
But it's like if she were to say she likes Taco Bell, people would keep adding on. I mean, did you see that there's even memes out there about Kim Kardashian, that black and white dress next to Shamu? Who wore it better?
Oh, no.
And I couldn't. My jaw dropped. Wow. I could not believe. I was like, that is the cruelest thing you could say about someone. Like, really? So
let's go back to high school, everyone.
Seriously. I mean, screw all of you haters. If you're pregnant, I'll make fun of you if you're making fun of her. But Kim, we support you. XOXO.
Stay healthy.
You and Kanye. And just, I want this baby to look gorgeous and I want it to be curvaceous as you. So
isn't it going to be a boy, though?
I don't know if it's a boy. If it's a girl, keep it curvy. If it's a boy,
keep it
not curvy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Keep it cute.
Exactly. For those of you just tuning in, this is DJ Gossip Girl with Sophie on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. That was a wrap-up of my celebrity news segment. We're going to take a quick station break, and then we will come back with my favorite segment, Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. So stay tuned.
Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. High-heel shoes, getting love from the dudes. Four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge. Hey, sisters, soul sisters. Better get that dough, sisters. We drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case. The meaning of expensive taste.
You want a hinchy-hinchy-ya-ya.
Come on.
Mocha chocolate.
What?
Rio Lady Mamu.
One more time, come on.
Yeah.
Christina. Pink.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here in the studio with my friend Sophie. And
holla.
And we'll be beginning our next segment, Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. And I love having Sophie here for this because it's always so fun to have two opinions on all these trends going on. So the first trend I'll be beginning with is Easter bonnets. What? This Easter, stars whipped out their Kentucky Derby-styled hats, or as E! News called them, Easter bonnets. Kate Walsh, Kate Middleton, and Erin Andrews were all guilty of wearing this ensemble, and quite frankly, although I thought it looked a tad awkward, it was almost ultra chic and fabulous and added that extra bit of high glamour. So I love it. So what do you think about it?
I mean, it's not really my style, but mm-hmm. I think to get into the festivities of it, it's great. And I always love the springtime with all its like pastel color palette.
See, I love pastels. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
It's the best. And so I wouldn't follow with the trend, but I think that just getting it out there and just showing
but
that you're
having
fun.
But love it or hate
fun,
it. Like, do you love it for yourself or do you hate it for yourself?
I'd hate it for myself, I think.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I see sometimes my hair just, it's got so much going on. It's like, just throw my hair in a hat and it's like, oh, you're glamorous.
That's true.
Throw some sunglasses on. I mean, floppy hat, sunglasses, you're famous.
Who's going to even know?
Exactly. So I love it. So if you hate it, that's okay. It's one of those things where it's hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Nautical patterns and pieces. From sailors to captains, nautical attire is so trendy this spring, and I've seen everyone in it, especially Miss Taylor Swift. She is the most notorious for the stripes, boat shoes, and preppy blouses. But this trend is just a little too East Coast for me, and it carries way too much pep for my SoCal taste to handle. I mean, I get seasick just looking at the colors and patterns. So I'm going to have to say right off the bat, I hate it. But Soph?
You know, I love this stuff. And I think it's a fun way to just go out and express your love for the sea.
Express your love for the sea. Well, if you're like Sophie and you love to express your love for the sea, keep your eyes peeled for nautical themed kids.
But keep it classy.
Keep it classy. Yes, keep it classy, not trashy.
Mm-hmm.
No, but if you are interested in this as Sophie, I'm sure you will love to hear this. Keep your eyes peeled for nautical themed kids by Taylor Swift.
Oh.
She has designed her own kids. I mean, that child is a poster child. I mean, if she's not in those awkward heels or those awkward boots, mm-hmm. she's in her kids. And true. She rocks that nautical sailor side quite well. So Taylor Swift, power to you, Sophie. I'm sure I'll be seeing you in Taylor Swift nautical shoes very soon.
I'll just be stomping around.
Stomping around in your boat shoes. Elle Magazine reports for spring 2013, there is a new heel height. Okay, I was telling Sophie about this, and I kind of just chuckled. It was almost a joke. I couldn't believe it. Ladies, I'm disappointed to report 1 inch.
No.
1 inch heels are supposedly.
I never want to hear that.
1 inch heels are supposedly making a huge comeback. And I hate this trend. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it more than anything. I do not find kitten heels attractive. I mean, I know 4-year-olds who wear higher heels than that. And as a child, I had like 2-inch like little Mary Janes, and I used to always look at the adults in admiration, like, I can't wait to wear high heels.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm an adult and I'm like, I'm going to wear 7-inch heels. Like, get over it. And
love
now,
it or leave it.
Yeah, now that it's like out of style, you don't want to be that like stupid girl stuck in the past, but it's like you don't want to be that girl who looks stupid in them anyway. I mean, with my size, like, I could surely break that piece of nothing with one step, look like an ogre, like Princess Fiona, like,
oh, man.
I mean, Sophie, you couldn't see yourself rocking a 1-inch heel?
Definitely not. I mean, if I wanted to appear 1 inch taller, I would just have good posture. Like, why go out and buy
good posture? I'd get the traction tables.
I mean, flip is this upside like down. A Tom Cruise platform shoe to make me seem taller? No, I'm gonna go. I want at least 5 inches
my
on
tennis
me.
Shoes. My tennis shoes have at least 2 inches on them.
Yeah. So what's the point of this 1-inch heel nonsense?
It looks awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like I mean, like, my feet are really wide.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I wear anything less than 3 inches, my heel is like an umbrella. It's like a mushroom to the heel. And then everyone's like, is she floating? Is she walking on her tiptoes? And like,
what's happening?
Oh, her huge ankles and heels are just covering the small heel underneath.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
You need like at least the 5 inches at a minimum. I mean, if not more.
Yeah, because, again, you're going to look worse than the four-year-old at church sitting next to you.
Exactly.
Roberto Cavalli has made it known that this spring he wants sheer fabrics. Sheer, sheer, sheer. Using chiffon to create flowy, flattering blouses, dresses, skirts, anything. This fabric is very sexy, but way too risque. I mean, when I say way too risque, I mean way too risque. Mm-hmm. A model in the picture I was just quickly glancing at, she happened to actually be showing her nips through what she was that dress, and I'm sure you could see a little more than just her nips.
It's like more than a nip slip.
Yeah, it's awful. It's trashy. Just because you put a designer name on a piece of trash doesn't make it fashion. So for me, because of its tasteless endeavor, I'm going to have to say I hate this trend. It's awkward. I mean, who likes wearing a sheer shirt and then having to throw a tank top underneath? That beats the purpose. I mean, sheer stuff is very tricky and it's just inconvenient and it's annoying and bothersome. So, yeah, I mean, Sophie just pulled up a picture of Kate Moss and Naomi Campbell. And Kate Moss is literally wearing a sheer dress. Like, she has her, like, little bikini-styled black underwear, no bra, and it's, like, saran wrap around her. It's awkward.
Does nothing for your figure too.
Yeah, it does nothing for your figure. You're practically walking around naked with like dead snake skin around you.
I mean, the only person that could really wear it is Kate Moss, but then at the same time,
she looks horrible.
Like,
she looks like a coke whore still.
Yeah, she still looks like a coke whore.
So, I mean, so are you gonna say you hate it?
I hate it for the most part, but I think that like tops. Sometimes, like, you gotta wear, like, a tank top or a bandeau under it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's just not a very tasteful style.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not gonna be on that bandwagon for that, but I'm sure there are people out there who disagree with me. So, that's that. For those of you just tuning in, this is DJ Gossip Girl. I'm here in the studio with Sophie, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take a quick station break, and then we will be right back to wrap up this Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. So please stay tuned.
Dance.
Between March 20th and March 28th, more than 3,200 elementary school children will participate in Heads Up 4th Annual Run for Reading event right here in San Rafael. Each student will gather sponsors and run laps to help raise money that provides access to books, research materials, and library services at all 9 schools in the San Rafael Public Elementary District. Heads Up Public Education Foundation is again partnering with San Rafael City School to ensure that library services remain intact despite years of state budget cuts. In the past 3 years, students have successfully raised more than $290,000 for their libraries. Heads Up programs directly benefit more than 6,400 schools and students currently attending San Rafael City Schools, including Bahia Vista, Coleman, David Middle School, Glenwood, Laura Dell, Madrone High School, San Pedro, San Rafael High School, Short, Sun Valley, Terra Linda High School, and Venetia Valley. For more information, visit www.headsupsr.org. And for more information about Run for Reading, visit www.runforreading.com.
We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Welcome back, my listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and I'm in the studio with my friend Sophie. We are going to wrap up our Trending with the Stars Love It or Hate It segment. So Sophie, we'll continue on with this next trend. It was announced at the beginning of this year that emerald green is the color of the year, beautiful and trendy on all. However, if you're not a fan, not to worry. There are other trendy colors that I love so much and will surely be perfect for the spring. These colors are dusk blue, African violet, nectarine, poppy red, lemon zest, and linen cream. Beautiful colors to dress on a beautiful you. Sophie, do you agree, disagree?
I agree, yeah.
You love it, hate it?
I love it. I love the color scheme, and I can see myself buying stuff in all those kind of colors.
It's very versatile.
And it's all complementary of each other.
Mm-hmm. It's complementary of each other. It's versatile for all ages, all skin tones, really. I mean, I think they're very...
Spring colors are always the best.
Yeah, they are, and I'm glad. We both love them. Okay, so Catherine McPhee, Rita Ora, and Jamie Lynn Spears, they have all been rocking the bob. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I have not seen short hair be back in style since, like, 2000, and it's so beautiful. It's so refreshing. It's a very clean cut, and it's so low maintenance. I mean, it is selective and hard to pull off. I mean, Jamie Lynn looks beautiful, but Rita and Catherine look so drab. They have such a blunt, shaggy bob. But I hate this trend because it's not versatile. And to be honest, I've had a bob and it made me look like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, there's a lot that can go wrong with them. I usually like the, I don't know how you'd call it, but it's been told like the lob, like a long bob. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, I just cut my hair into that. And I like it because it still goes down onto your shoulders. You can still curl it without it being too frumpy or like springy up into it. Like, it'll at least give you something to work with.
I agree. And those, I mean, I just, it's very selective, but again, it's cute. So I like it. It's fresh. It's just Rita Ora and Catherine McPhee don't do it the way they do it. That's all I say.
Mm-hmm.
But that wraps up my Trending with the Stars Love It or Hate It. And it's always so fun to have Sophie here commenting. My next segment is Celebrity Birthday Bio. And I'm going to try and wrap it up really quick. Happy birthday to Susan Boyle. Today, she turns 52 years old. She was founded on Britain's Got Talent in 2009. And she was sensational. She is originally from Scotland. And she caught the attention of viewers after singing I Dreamed a Dream from Les Mis. She is the youngest of 9 siblings, and it was her mom who really encouraged her to go out and go sing and pursue her passion. And she went. She spent all of her life savings just to come out and to announce her talent. So happy birthday to you, Susan Boyle, and I hope you have a great birthday, and I hope that this is your golden year. So that wraps up today's show. Thank you all so much for listening. Sophie, thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
It's always so fun to have you. And I will see you all next Monday, 3 to 4. Have a great rest of your Monday, and I hope it continues to be awesome. See you guys later. Then what makes